This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of Insight IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in Orlando, Florida. Your APN hosts Mark Fletcher and Guy Clinch bring you exciting interviews with speakers, attendees, and exhibitors at this annual event. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletcher with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live on the show floor at Converge 2013, and we're sitting down with Tina Gertzit. Did I say that right?
It's Gertzit, but I answer to it anyways.
Gertzit, okay.
Yes.
I knew I was going to get it wrong.
That's okay.
She's the IAUG System Management Tools Council Chair. That's a hell of a title.
Yes, it's a fancy way to say I help our users with their system management tools issues.
Well, I'm just going to call you Tina.
That's perfectly fine.
So what's your primary function? Can you explain what a Systems Management Tool Council Chair for IAUG does?
Sure. I'm going to explain what a council chair does, and then we can extrapolate it over to the System Management Tool Council.
We're going to extrapolate?
We are going to extrapolate.
This is a PG-rated podcast. Just so you know.
I'll keep it PG. I promise, Fletch.
Because okay. I've been warned.
Oh, I know. My reputation precedes me, I guess. The council chairs for IAUG are responsible for the educational content of the conference.
Okay.
So basically what happens is we're the folks that when sessions are submitted by business partners or members on a specific topic, we then make sure that that topic and the presentation are relevant to that track. So getting back to the system management piece, there's several of us and we have a specific track that we oversee. In my case, it's system management tools. So I work as an IAUG member, as a council chair, with my champion at Avaya in system management tools to work on content for the conference. And also then we work with them to be that liaison between the members. So when people bring issues to us, we get them back to Avaya, ask them to work directly with our member constituents, and so on and so forth. So that's what I do for system management. There's somebody for UC. We've got sales and services. There's the variety of topics that you see here at the conference this week.
Who's your counterpart inside of Avaya?
My counterpart inside of Avaya, I'm a very important council chair, I've learned. By the way, I'm new to the council chair position. Baptism by fire. Marge Rance, most people just know her as Marge. She's kind of like Cher. She has one name. She's like you, Fletch, though. Everybody, you just say Fletch. You guys are like Cher. Fletch and Marge. Everybody knows exactly who you are. So it's Marge Rance, and then I also have John Cato, Mike DeSea, Mike Colleen, and Obi Van Vleck, all from Avaya. So I'm very heavy on my Avaya champions. However, system management tools really is your core, so.
Well, good, because I know Obi very, very well. I know John, and I know Mike. So I'll give you all the good dirt on those guys so you can get what you need in the future.
Fabulous, fabulous, fabulous.
And the best part about that is when you tell John that it came from me.
I love it.
That's when expletives will be used.
Oh, keep it PG now.
You gave a session here at the conference. What was your session?
I did. My session was actually a non-technical topic. One of the things IAUG does like to address is we're a full-service conference. We recognize that folks who are put in our positions sometimes are not necessarily trained to be in the telephony field, or it's a data person who now has to deal with that ugly voice side that they dislike.
Sure.
Or it's a telephony person that now has to deal with the data side, which they dislike. So we do try to provide them tools so that they can sort of peacefully coexist. So we provide general sessions that have nothing to do necessarily with telephony. So mine was actually about peer communications, and as we talked to each other before this, it was peer-to-peer communication, how to effectively communicate across diverse work groups. And that was basically just giving some real-life examples of things that worked in my organization as we've gone through the last 3 years of massive upgrades and relying on our network, relying on systems engineering, needing the security folks, how we can speak to them in an intelligent way, use their lingo or not use their lingo, but still all get along and get our work done.
So peer-to-peer communications, not from a technical perspective, but peer to peer, you're my peer in the industry.
Correct.
So that, I think that's a great topic. And see, that's something that you can walk out of here and you can use on day one. And that's, I started out as a user and I always attended the, back then it was INNUA, was the user group. I learned a lot from this organization. And I think that's a great example of one of the things that you can come to this conference and walk away with. There's a lot, I mean, once you're here, all the training really is free.
Correct.
And it's stuff you don't have the budget for.
Correct.
So just getting here is the big thing.
Sometimes finding the right person for a problem you might have back at your home and knowing that there's somebody out there who hands you their card and says, hey, I already went through that pain. I can help you or I'll give you a tip. They hand you their card. I mentioned something the other day and I had three people say, I already know how I can help you fix this. Give me a call when you get back on Monday. And it really sort of makes you feel good that you don't have to go back and then start feeling that pressure of how am I going to solve the problem I left behind while
yep.
I was here.
So you have a very important job at IAUG. They're a member organization, you know, run and managed by members, and I think that's fantastic, and you're just a perfect example of the value that IAUG brings to the user group out there. If you're a new, brand new attendee at this show this year, what would you say the number one takeaway should be for a new attendee?
It's hard to narrow it down to
other
one.
Other than meeting you.
Oh, that's true. I am the ribbon lady. That's what everybody's calling me. But the number one takeaway that I really hope everyone can agree upon is education/networking. And I'm gonna piece them together because IAUG is about bringing the member together with the right party to help either provide a solution or solve a problem. So hopefully they've taken away either education or a connection with somebody at Avaya, somebody at IAUG, a peer, somebody in their particular field or industry, one of the SIGs, or one of our vendors, our numerous vendors here on the expo floor, which we couldn't do it without them. We need the vendors here. They help with everything we do. So without them, we can't have the conference either. So I hope everybody takes away at least that strong link of not feeling like they're out there alone, that they have somebody they can call in a pinch.
Excellent. Excellent. That's one of the best explanations I've ever heard, Tina. Congratulations. Thanks for doing what you do. I know being a council chair, being an IAUG System Management Tools Council Chair is a very important job, and I appreciate all your dedication and volunteering you do for the users out there. Great job.
Thanks, Fletch. And if I can just end, if anybody is interested in being a volunteer on any of the councils, they can certainly get in touch with IAUG because we're always looking for people who are enthusiastic. The pay is really great. It's free. But you make excellent connections. You meet awesome resources at Avaya and you meet awesome resources.
And you get invited to the APN podcast.
Exactly. And that alone, that is a highlight. I want to say it is a highlight.
Sign up early, sign up now.
Well, thank you for the time as well. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tina. Have a great rest of the conference, the last few hours, and you're going to the Goo Goo Dolls tonight.
How can you, I mean, come on, a conference that ends with the Goo Goo Dolls? Let's be real. That is big time. Come on.
I have a feeling you can get me up front for that concert.
I'll see what I can do.
All right, I'll hook up with you later.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This has been Inside IAUG at the International Avaya Users Group Converge 2013 event in the Gaylord Palms Resort in Orlando, Florida. You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.